And more now on President Bush's speech last night on the future of U.S. involvement in Iraq. The administration is working to undo the damage caused by the images of past abuse at the Abu Ghraib prison and to focus on what is to come. Here's a clip from the president's speech.
America's task in Iraq is not only to defeat an enemy. It is to give strength to a friend. A free, representative government that serves its people and fights on their behalf. And the sooner this goal is achieved, the sooner our job will be done.
President Bush last night at the Army War College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. The president plans a speech a week on Iraq until the handover of sovereignty next month. Last night's highlight was a five-point plan that begins with that handover of sovereignty. With us now to offer his analysis of what the president said is Slate military affairs writer Fred Kaplan. Fred, welcome back to Day to Day. And what did you think of the speech?
You know, I think actually I would call the speech a pretty good beginning. The problem is that it's a little late in the day to have a beginning. For months and months and months, President Bush resisted doing the kinds of things that only in the last month or so he's come around to realizing are necessary. For example, having an international body such as the UN come in and essentially set up a transition government.
He left the details of that handover to this UN envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi, to announce later this week. What's the significance of that, do you think?
Well, the significance is that he's finally realized that the United States is viewed as an occupation power, and that any political formula that the United States comes up with is going to be, on the face of it, rejected as illegitimate. And therefore, if there is going to be some viable transitional order, it has to be set up by somebody else, by a body that is not linked to the occupation. That, you know, there are a couple things. It's very interesting. There are a couple aspects of the, you know, yesterday the United States and Great Britain put forth a new resolution to the United Nations Security Council. And there are a couple of points in there that I found very heartening that I'm a little surprised President Bush didn't mention at all in his speech last night.
What are you speaking of?
Well, I mean, he did mention, you might have noticed President Bush said about four times he talked about full sovereignty, transferring to the Iraqis full sovereignty, as opposed to what they were talking about a few weeks ago, partial sovereignty. Well, what this relates to is there's an explicit provision of the Security Council which turns over the development fund, including oil revenues, to this new Iraqi government. Now, even as of a week ago, that wasn't the case. We were still going to be in charge of that. I think that's a genuinely significant move. The other is the position that's now been put forth by Secretary of State Colin Powell and the British government that if the Iraqi government wants U.S. military forces to leave, we will. And I don't think President Bush made that point so clear, which would have strengthened his notion that the Iraqis really are ultimately in charge.
Meanwhile, Mr. Bush says if U.S. commanders need more troops in Iraq, he's going to send them. How likely do you think that really is?
It's not likely at all. I mean, for the first time, I believe, since the end of the Korean War, we're pulling out troops from South Korea to reinforce those in Iraq, 4,000 troops at a time when the security situation in Korea is hardly settled. If the U.S. commander in Iraq came forth and said, you know, I need 20,000 more troops, I really have no idea where they're going to come from.
Opinion and analysis from Fred Kaplan. He writes the War Stories column for our partners at Slate Magazine. Fred, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you.